about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I'll let that play a while.
Oh, I forgot to go one more place.
No, we didn't let this play a while. We are now a music station. I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Right now, we sound normal. Right now, we sound like everything is working. Everything is gonna be all right. But it's not gonna be all right because not through technical difficulties, not through weather, not through travel time. We are going to have the meat and potatoes of the Spike on the Mic Show. Those are the guys that are going to be here. Those are the guys that are going to make this thing happen. Yes. For the people out there listening, there'll be some sounds that you won't hear. There'll be some voices that won't be here tonight. But that's okay because we have to play through the pain. We have to keep it going, you know? So what I should do is I should call in the reserves. Right? Let's just do this. Let's just go ahead and introduce the crew. Straight to the left and right of my peripheral vision, we have the man we like to call Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the count on Sesame Street. One empty microphone. Ah, ah, ah. Two empty microphones. Ah, ah, ah. Three empty microphones. Ah, ah, ah.
Well, yeah, that's how it is. I mean, we have to make things happen. We have to get things going, all right?
So, oh, yeah.
The man that's making the sound goes through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I've written a special poem just this second. Roses are red, violets are blue. I would have wrote a poem, but I didn't remember to.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
What's happening right now? Spike is welcoming someone to this to the microphones right now. In case you're wondering why there was dead air there.
All right, so nice poem there.
Thanks.
All right, the next sound you're going to hear is the man that we like to call Mr. Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
Spike, you know what? Through all this, you can always count on me. You know, you don't have to worry about me because I'm going to be here for you. So I'm here.
Right?
But, oh, wait, my phone's ringing. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Oh, you gotta leave too?
Oh, my God.
Listen, we're gonna fight through this. We're gonna play through this pain here.
Yeah.
You know? So what I do is, you know, I have people that like me.
Right.
I like other people. Oh. What the hell?
There must be somebody calling in to be late. Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah, really. Well, we're still gonna make this happen. You know, we're gonna make this happen. Right. I've introduced you. I introduced PW. I introduced Dr. Captain Clark and Bill Smart. So what I did, ladies and gentlemen, I threw a fishing line out there into the hook and ladder.
Right.
I threw a line of deal, and I grabbed an old friend. You guys heard his voice on the show before. I mean, he's probably a little upset that I snatched him in as part of the reserves.
Jeez, but, you know, he was minding his own business, you know.
He was having a little beverage up there. Would you like some of that? Enjoy yourself. The next sound you hear is the our in case of emergency break glass. We broke a glass. My man, Rock. Rock, how you sticking?
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wait, your mic's not on.
We thought it was
no show.
Blue mic?
Speaks. No, his mic just broke. It's just totally broke. Let's see if we can fix it.
Boy, this is going to be a good show.
Yeah, this is starting out right there.
Da 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 da.
Try that mic over there.
This one?
Yeah.
You people are hearing some of the most exciting.
What happened, ladies and gentlemen,
unprepared
is that
radio in the history of the radio.
We are an award-deserving show here. We're trying to make
not
things happen.
Not anymore.
Right. This is especially doing Sweeps Week.
Are we there now? Oh, there he is.
There we go.
There you go. Rock Nation, how you doing, man? How you sticking? And thank you for joining the show.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure. I seriously want to thank you for because I just gave you a wave and a nod and a come hither and you hithered.
Yeah, that was quite interesting there. I'm telling you to let you know. Just sitting out there mind my business and I get called out.
Doing it. Well, I'm hoping you weren't, you know, laying out some good naughty nothings in your girl's eardrums.
Well, hey, that's my business there. I can't tell you all that.
All right, well, listen, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are at our Hooters location at 4215 West Hillsboro out here in the patio. You know, you always can participate and come see
us.
For
how many more weeks?
Oh, yeah. We get
kicked, not too long.
We getting kicked out of here in about 2 weeks, ready the football season start. Because it is football season. There was a Hall of Fame game going on.
They're
right?
Playing games.
Did you guys watch the Hall of Fame game?
Oh, it was a great game.
Oh, fabulous.
Wait a minute. Stop.
It was a great game. Come on.
No, I'm coming on.
Just started out the first game of the season. It was a good game.
Yeah.
All right. Who won?
Really?
Exactly.
It wasn't Chicago.
I see how it is. Yeah. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit out here and we talk about things in the
past,
the present,
the past, the present, and the future.
Wow, this is going to be an interesting show. You can always give us a call, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, 813-69. Really, if we only have just like one person, still don't make the phone
but
ring.
But see, if you talk over the numbers, then they won't be able to hear the numbers.
Exactly. That's why I'm talking over the numbers.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. 813-699-3900.
Huh? Right.
Give us a call, and you guys can listen. Oh, you know what I just did?
What did you just do?
Just because I want to do this, I have an introduction that I want to explain. You guessed.
Oh.
The people on the show here.
Right.
People have asked me, you know, I listen to the show and I always wondered what you people look like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so.
I'm very good looking.
No, so Dr. Captain Clark.
What?
I look at you and you know what I think about? You look like that old wise janitor who mentors the little guy and then starts to slow clap when he finally gets into the game for the last game of the season.
Oh,
you know
that
guy?
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Oh, my God.
You a janitor.
That's a really specific and strange description.
Yeah.
And PW.
Yes.
You, in case you're listening, you look like.
In case I'm listening?
Yeah. you look like that guy who went on vacation in Hawaii and wears the lei around his neck the entire vacation.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course.
You look like that guy.
You know, they welcomed me.
Right. Bill Smiles.
Why shouldn't I?
I know. You hate me, so go ahead. Go for it.
Right. And you look like that, let's see, that flabbergasted Boy Scout leader, troop leader, who's in the woods just bad because he can't find his way back to the camp.
I don't think I like being called a Boy Scout leader.
Wow.
And Rock, thank you for sitting in here, but you know, people want to know what you look like. And you know what you look like?
Uh-oh.
Lay it on me now.
Yes, how
you already got two strikes against you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what he's going to look like? Leaving. That's what he's going to look like.
Smoke trails.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, you kind of remind me of that confused guy at the DMV trying to convince the lady behind the counter that his paperwork is in order.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Wow, okay.
So it appears
not so
to be
bad.
In order. Yeah.
And what do you look like?
Oh, I look like the black guy who shows up at the Golden Girls house to take Blanche out on a date.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, wow.
Wow.
All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you have to look forward to. If you're listening to the voices coming out of their mouths, that's those guys there. Wow.
All right. That about covers
it. That's a cover about the show. All right,
well, so good night, everybody.
Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, sponsors? Back in the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt. Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit here and we talk about things in the past, the present, the future.
I have to play the music again?
No. Rock, you've been on this show before, right?
Sure thing, yeah.
You've experienced this madness, this chaotic movement of nothing, right?
Right.
So what I'm doing is I'm going to throw out a little topic here,
right,
and then I need your unprepared opinion on these things.
Oh, jeez.
I'm thinking this is probably really unprepared, right?
Yeah. Very unprepared.
For what it's worth, nobody else is prepared either, so you're not at a disadvantage.
So
I'm not in this gang alone, right?
Yeah, you're right on the same level.
All we need is about 35, 40 minutes of your expertise, your knowledge, and your quick wit, along with the rest of these illegal riff raps and the shipping containers. All right?
Bring my brain up. Okay, let's go.
Let's go ahead and do it with topic changing music.
Well, we got a lot of ground to cover and no topics, so let's make it last.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be something we're going to have to just make up and go as we go. Because
topics and no staff.
No.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so this topic here, I like to call, I do it for the meat.
I do it for the meat.
Wait. Hold on.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
I do it for the meat.
Wait. Now, which way are we going with this here now?
It could go anyway.
It's not panning out to be the right one.
That's going to happen.
So. It never is.
Oh, jeez.
I do it for the meat. You guys heard of Reynolds Wrap?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff.
I have some at home.
You does?
Yeah.
All right, well, what's going to happen is Reynolds Wrap, they announced that they're hiring a CGO.
A CGO.
Never heard of a CGO before.
Yeah, that's the person they call a Chief Grilling Officer.
That's my topic right there.
Chief Grilling Officer.
Oh, yeah, he's all about the grill.
You know how to burn?
Oh, man, I can get down. You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, you need to maybe contact Reynolds Wrap. I think you happen to August 11th.
Oh, that's
a good
short
made
time.
Up number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good
yeah.
short
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
But what they're looking to do for $10,000.
$10,000.
For 2 days. They want to hire someone to travel around the world. I'm sorry, travel around different locations and eat barbecue.
So it's a taste test then.
For $10,000 for 2 days?
Right. Exactly.
Okay, I said some of that's wrong.
Yeah,
imagine that.
Because totally. I'm trying to figure out the story is Reynolds Wrap, you say. So maybe like there's various degrees and maybe some of the meat is rancid.
No, Reynolds Wrap going to say for 2 weeks, they'll pay you $10,000.
Still good money.
Two weeks.
Yeah. Still good money.
2 weeks.
What that person has to do is you have to travel around the country.
Yeah.
And all expensive paid. Expensive?
Right. Okay. All expensive paid.
Expensive? What's the word?
Expenses.
All expenses paid.
Expenses. Yes, they're going to pay all your expenses.
All your expenses paid. You travel around, but you have to do social media. You have to share your tips, techniques, pictures
fine.
Of your travel around these different areas of barbecue-ness.
And, that sounds fun.
And you know, promote Reynolds Wrap and barbecuing. Now, my question around the area to the shipping containers and the illegal riffraffs that just got in here late. PW,
yes.
Would you take that job?
Well, they'd have to give me way more than $10,000. You know, if I have to eat barbecue all day long,
right.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to have to pay me a lot.
All right. Rock?
$10,000, you know, that could be a hit or miss. Okay, I could be a hit and miss there. All right. So my thing is, I mean, it'll be probably maybe on that there tip.
Yeah,
maybe. Okay,
yeah, it'll be a maybe.
You're doing maybe. All right, then, Dr. Captain.
What
Clark?
If you made the barbecue?
Now, if I made the barbecue, why would he have to travel? About it?
Okay. If he made it, why would he have to travel?
Right.
Be right there at his house. Wouldn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. All right, wow. Dr. Captain Clark.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, $10,000 for 2 weeks' work. Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, Bill Smuts.
Well, like every other story on the Spike and the Mike show, they all have some sort of twist.
So oh, yeah. Something's going to go wrong.
I'm waiting for this. Like, I mean, if Rental Drab's doing it.
Right.
I mean, they're probably for 2 weeks. You're going to have to travel with this. It's not refrigerated or something, but they're right. trying to say that
no.
the Reynolds wrap protects it. But do you want to really try that on day 13?
No.
Yeah. That, yeah. See, so I'm going to say no with an asterisk.
Oh, okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, also before I get any further into this, you know, we always have people who fall in here a little late.
Right, yeah.
This guy looks like a high school teacher whose car was stolen in the faculty's parking lot, and they put it in the gym as a senior prank. The next time you hear is going to be the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like my car got left in the gym. What the hell?
Oh, my God. The
reason I did this is because people have asked what you guys look like, so I figure I'll give them a visual.
Well, tell them to go on the website and look at my picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he could do that,
too. I'm on the banner now, yeah.
He's on the banner now.
SpikeOnTheMic.com and look on the website. I'm on the picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, never mind then. You're still like a teacher.
Thank you.
A high school history teacher whose car was stolen out of the faculty parking lot.
I teach the history of professional wrestling. That's what I'm
talking about. All right, not that I'm worried about that, but y'all can spread out now because we have extra room. Y'all have to sit next to each other.
What happened to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Since I showed up.
Yeah. All right, so, Gasman, you just got here. The story was about I'll do it for the meat.
Yeah.
Reynolds Wrap is trying to do this campaign where they want people to travel around the United States and sample meat and social media highlights and say, hey, this is great barbecue here, blase, blase.
Here's the catch, though.
No,
you have to accept $10,000.
Yes.
Where do I sign
up? It's a two-week project. All right.
Yeah.
And so right now I've asked the cast, are everybody is willing and down to do it?
Hell. Yeah. Where do I sign up?
All right. Here we go. This is not the catch.
Oh, come on.
This is not the catch.
This is totally the catch.
It's not the catch. Okay. $10,000 in 2 weeks. That's like better than porn money. Like, I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying.
No, this is not the catch, but I'm going to ask that you guys have to use your creativity. Use your creativity and another one of these, please, love.
What?
To apply for the job.
No. Oh.
They also they want you guys to tell them why we should use you as our Reynolds Wrap meat tester.
All right.
Oh, there's a why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I'm gonna give you what they say in the streets, a grip, 10 grips. Is that what they say in the streets?
Come on, yeah, that man. Must be that.
If I'm going to give you 10 grips for you to promote Reynolds Wrap Barbecue, you got to explain to me why.
It's all about because you have the recipe, okay, that's going to fulfill that taste bud.
Ooh, yeah. Okay?
That's just the way you're going to do it.
Hey, hit him with a ding.
Ding.
Yeah, hit him with a ding.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
I like money, and I like meat. Give me both.
All right, Bill Smuts.
No.
All right, Gas Man.
I'm from North Carolina, and I know real barbecue, and I'm worth the money.
Oh, that's a shots fired.
Give him a ding.
There it is.
Shots fired.
All right, PW, give me.
And I'm willing to be wrapped in foil.
There we go.
That's for a different website, though.
Now, Gasman, since you opened this topic up, what makes North Carolina barbecue stand out? It's mustard-based, right? That's my understanding. Isn't it more
Eastern North Carolina is mustard and Western North Carolina is vinegar-based. It's just two different styles of barbecue.
It's not as sweet, though. It's more tangy than sweet. Like Kansas City barbecue is sweet,
It's
right?
more sweet, and Texas is more sweet. North Carolina is more tangy and lets the meat take over more of the flavor.
What about Memphis barbecue?
I've had Memphis. I can't comment on that, so I don't know. Never had Memphis barbecue.
All right. They're known for their barbecue, though, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. From what
I've
heard.
They like the rubs. Yes.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. I'm a barbecue snob because I went in Mission Barbecue down here on Hillsboro.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great. I said, I'm from North Carolina. And a guy was like, are you from North Carolina? Oh, you know real barbecue. Come over here.
Oh.
And you know what? He shut me down. He gave me some good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Mission Barbecue knows their stuff. So go to Mission Barbecue.
So who's bigger snobs, barbecue snobs or beer snobs?
Ooh.
Well, beer snobs.
Beer snob is a top of it.
Yeah, I would think.
Beer,
so.
You think beer snobs?
Beer snob is, yeah.
You think it's barbecue snobs? I'm a barbecue snob because I know what good barbecue tastes like, and I know what it takes.
But you'll
to make
eat
it.
Less than great barbecue. Beer snobs won't drink less than great beer.
That's right.
In that case, the beer snobs are more assholes.
Yeah. The only thing going in this temple. Yes. Is Miller Lite.
So you're not a snob, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're not a snob at all. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
What about the craft beer that takes some time and money and experimentation? You don't want any of that.
You don't like that?
No.
That's an investment. You just want Miller Lite.
Yeah. No. Some of it tastes like grapefruit.
You don't like goat cheese beer?
Oh, jeez.
No one likes the goat cheese.
No one. Oh, yeah, geez. Serious. At all. All right, well, I have no way to land that plane with the.
I'm sure you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
I have no way to land that plane with the Reynolds Wrap. I'm just saying, I think we should apply as a unit, as the Spike on the Mic cast and staff.
So split the 10,000, what are there, six of us? $10,000 six ways?
And I've been called a unit before, so it's good.
Okay.
Unit, not unique.
Unique.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you okay. Dick, yeah.
All right, just checking. Hey. Oh.
Don't worry, Gas Man. It all pays off in the end. Don't worry. You will get something in your little stocking stuffer later on.
What?
I have a big stocking.
Oh.
Whoa. All right, well then, let's go ahead. Let's do topic changing music.
Oh!
Well, we burned through that one pretty quick. Let's see how fast we can make this one a thing of the past. What?
Huh?
Aren't y'all glad I'm back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we
me
too. Missed the hell
wait,
out
were
of
you gone?
Whoa!
Shots fired.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I like to call this topic here money, 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 money. Money.
I'm not going to repeat that.
Did you realize the tall people knew what to say next?
Of course.
Only the tall people.
I just found it interesting you're quoting Trump's song from the TV show.
And I knew what to say next, but I wasn't going to attempt to sing it.
You went so, yeah, right.
You started too high.
Who started too? No.
You did.
That can't possibly be true. All right, so this is just a question of the day.
Yes.
From the SOTM show. Which is worse?
Oh, the Spike on the Mic show.
Ding, ding, ding. It's just terrible. Which is worse, in your opinions, a gold-digging man or a gold-digging woman? Think about it. I want you guys to think about that and just let that marinate on your own. Which is worse, a gold digging man or a gold digging woman?
Whose gold are we talking about?
That's what I want to figure out.
Yeah, because if it's your gold, I don't care at all. You know, let them dig your gold.
So let it marinate like Nick Bone Juice.
Yeah, really? Yeah. All right, well then, PW, you jumped out the gate. You the one false started. Which one do you think is worse, a gold digging man or a gold digging woman?
I'd say man. Yeah.
Okay. This is one of them tests where you have to show your work.
Yeah. Well, you know, men shouldn't be doing stuff like that. Women, you know, that's their job.
I can roll with that one. I can roll with that one. Yeah. I can roll with that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my damn.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's a birthday in the house.
Okay.
It's Spike's birthday going on.
Hey, here. Camera, right? He's turning 21.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, there we go, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
There we go.
Not you,
right
not
in the middle
you.
Of the show. I like that.
ladies and gentlemen, that harmony that you heard, that was the melodious harmony. Yes,
melodious. I got it.
When they turn around with you to put. get on that mic right there.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby. Yes. No, go ahead.
No, you can do anything you want to say. Yeah.
Happy birthday, my black friend.
Right there. Thank you. Oh. That melodious harmony that you heard, ladies and gentlemen, was the wait staff here at the Hooters at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. They're celebrating the one, the only Spike on the Mic's birthday. I have turned 21 now.
Yeah. Wow.
So now,
wow.
I am,
man.
And now it's legal for you to
drink. I am legal to drink.
And what do they bring you?
So we have. I noticed it's a triple chocolate cake.
Yes. Now I am able to put that poison in my temple. You know?
That's a dagger you mean.
That poison.
Dagger in your temple.
Because I've lived all 20 years of my life alcohol free. But now. Okay, some of this is not true. All right, if you guys not going to believe me, I'm going to stop making it up.
Allegedly.
But yes, I want to thank the establishment here for acknowledging a great day.
That's a good looking cake.
This
too.
Is a good day. I'm not going to eat it because.
Why?
Why not?
Look at me and look at you.
Yeah.
Not to say that you're right. I think so. Shots fired.
That was shots.
I would say that was shots on that one. You know, if you're not going to eat that cake, what you can do with it?
See?
Oh, man.
Come back.
Really? So, but I want to thank the Hooters people for giving me a happy birthday shout out. And the people on the, just on the line said happy birthday.
Flush.
All right, you guys, you know what? This is called a train going down the track, and it
derails.
It derails.
It's tipping over.
It's tipping over.
Yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about the topic that I tried to introduce to you, rat crabs. I'm sorry.
Rat crabs? What would that even look like?
I shouldn't call y'all names.
Didn't I?
You illegal riffraff in the shipping container.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Which is worse now? A gold digging man.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
Yeah, I thought I answered woman. That. Can't we move on?
All right.
Yeah, we already answered that already.
Gas man, which is worse, a gold digging man or gold digging woman?
I'm gonna say, I would say gold digging man, but as a man who married for love one time, I'm married for money the second time, so I'm gonna say gold digging woman is worse.
Wait a minute. So,
you was a gold digger.
No, I wasn't. I said I married for love the first time. If I get married again, it'll be for money.
You didn't say if.
No,
you said you did.
I married for love the first time.
Yeah, he said.
If I get married again, it'll be for money.
Oh, he said if I get married again.
Yeah, he said if I get married again.
So the gold digging woman is worse.
But you will be a gold digging man.
That's true.
That's what you're talking about.
I said woman is worse. That's the question. Woman is worse.
All right, Rock, which is worse?
Which is worse?
Gold digging man or gold digging woman?
Well.
This time around. Let me eat some cake.
This time around, like I say. On my first, I can say it could be the woman, but I have a woman that's not like that, you know.
Good save.
So
you just disqualified.
We should bring her on and get on the microphone.
I could do that. I can bring her on over here.
somebody already picked some gold over there.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that though.
Roxanne, I got this.
I got all this.
She looked. Anyway, all right. So, Rock, you never answered the question.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. If I'm listening to this show here, he said, "Well."
Oh, why start now?
You said, "Well, I," and that's all I remember.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's lay it off a little bit, okay?
It is my
birthday. I'm gonna say. I'll be a gold digging male. How about that?
Those are worse.
Well, hey, you asked the question.
Yeah, really.
You asked the question, so I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Because I know I like my play toys, so, you know, I got to get what I got to get.
Done. All right, Clarks?
I would say since I don't date men, that gold digging women are a bigger threat to me. So I would say gold digging women are worse.
The true voice of reason.
Yeah.
Gold digging men really not going to bother me very much.
All right, can I take mine back?
No. We're a little concerned about you over there, PW. All right, Bill Smuts?
I don't think either are bad.
Oh, that's...
Like, I mean, because it takes two to tango. And in this case, you know what? I mean, if the woman or guy is a gold digger, now either the person's that stupid not to realize it, and they probably deserve to be taken advantage of.
Be dug.
Or they're complicit and they're quite happy to have that.
Now, I got an interesting story. There was a woman who tried to convince me she was rich, thinking I wanted her money.
Right.
Oh.
But I wasn't attracted to her, so nothing's going to happen anyway. But she kept saying, I got this, I got that, I got that. Meanwhile, she's got a car from J.B. Byrider or whatever the hell this crap is.
Okay, first of all, before I laugh, car from where?
J.D. Byrider. It's like a second chance. Buy here, pay here. Yeah. And she's trying to give it to me. She's got money, but she's got a buy here, pay here car, which I'm not hating on it, but, you know, if you got to buy here, pay here car, you know.
So she was pushing up. She was pushing up on you, trying to show she got some coin.
Yes.
That means her credit history ain't up to par.
There you go. I don't care about it anyway because I'm fine as far as that goes. I don't care. Yeah. But she's trying to picture like she had money. Like,
oh, yeah, I got a lot of
attractive
money, but could you co-sign?
Right? Yeah.
So she was a gold. Wait a minute. You have no money. Are you not a gold digging?
I'm not.
She wasn't a gold digger. I'm confused.
She was trying to present herself like she had money, hoping I was a gold digger, I guess.
I would also like to revise my answer if I could.
Oh.
Not only do I not date men, I also don't have any gold. So neither one is a threat to me. So,
so you, Dr. Captain Clark, are afraid of gold digging women?
I'm afraid of neither because neither one are getting money from me because I don't have any. So,
excellent. I don't either. What's my point? Is this girl was trying to picture like she had money, like it made a difference to me. I don't care if I like you. I like you if you're rich or not. I don't care. But
just be smart enough how to protect yourself.
Yeah,
true. But she was like, no. But she was like trying to picture like she had money. But
what
I wasn't attracted to her anyway.
That ugly.
keep going.
That even money couldn't change things.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
Right,
what's it gonna happen?
So let me ask our emergency guest right here, Ron. So if some woman that got some change, that's cool talk for money, come up here and she start rubbing you on your forehead and said, "I want you." You in or you out?
Well, if I wasn't married, I'm in. If I wasn't married, I'm in.
So I'm gonna pose this question to you, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You're not married.
I'm not married.
If some woman comes in with some change, that's with some, I'll say it for you, if some lady had a lot of money and she was interested in you, you in or you out?
Is she a nice person with a good personality and does kind things in the community?
Fun to be with. Yeah.
Maybe kind of pretty. All of that too?
Amazingly light on her feet.
Yeah. Is she in general pleasant to be around aside from the money?
She's doing a pinch.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm down.
Oh, what if it was Cruella DeVille?
You know, Cruella had a slamming body.
Is that the woman that stole all them dogs?
Yeah.
If it was Meryl Streep playing her, hell yeah.
I think we're proving it all right now.
The evening gown and the hourglass figure. Hair was kind of weird, but that's okay.
Yeah. Not that she's got money.
Right.
All right. PW, you in or you out?
I started this, remember? No, I'm the guy who confessed to having an interest in males, I think.
I guess the question is, I mean, if you're talking to it, would you be a boy toy?
There you go.
Oh.
That's the interesting question right there.
Yeah. All right, now, how much money are we talking about?
There's enough for you to
lay around and be living a life of leisure.
I already do that.
You are a boy toy then.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
What, Spike? Are you saying stuff that should be on the mic for the show, or no? We're just talking about stuff that doesn't have to do with the show.
I'm sorry. Was this thing on?
Yeah.
All right, so long story short, I'm going to make an executive decision right now.
Uh-oh.
Right now.
We're all wrong?
Yes. No, we're not wrong. But
I was going to say.
All y'all are full of testosterone.
Yeah.
You guys are qualified as males. I don't know which one of them damn chromosomes it is.
All right.
Thanks for not trying.
Hold on. Before you give us your answer, because I think you're going to already change it. I mean, you have the private island, all right? You already have the private island.
Two fig leaves.
All right, right, exactly. And so in your travels, the private island, let's just say they weren't necessarily interested, but they were willing to go to the private island with you, so they're just digging your gold. Are you okay with it? I think you're quite okay with
Insert
that.
You goddamn right. Really, I ain't mad at it. You know, I ain't mad at it at all because, you know, no man is an island. Everybody wants some company.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, I got oodles and oodles of money.
And if your gold can get you some company, then, you know, what else are you going to use it for?
Ted Kaczynski didn't win company.
Okay. Raise your hand if you know who that is.
He was a Unabomber. Hello. He was a weirdo.
That's not him.
Yeah. Kaczynski was a Unabomber.
Yeah. Just Spike.
What's Shut that? Up, Spike.
What'd you say?
I said.
Shut up,
you're
Spike.
You're known for being Just Spike.
Just Spike.
I don't know who Ted Kaczynski was.
You know who Kaczynski?
What?
Kaczynski, really? Man.
He was the Unabomber.
Well, he was the Unabomber.
He was the Unabomber, like Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
That wasn't his
not
name.
Not Oklahoma City.
No, no. No. That was Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, Timothy McVeigh.
Okay. Yeah. That's what, see, Ted, I was okay. in Oklahoma
Ted
with
Kaczynski
you.
Ted okay. Kaczynski was the one who lived in Montana and sent out the packages of the mail.
Right.
Yeah. What? Okay. What?
That blow down.
He wore the when hoodie they, and the when, sunglasses.
When they
and,
did that?
Well, 90s? From the 70s through the 90s, for about 20.
When you were like 30 years old.
Yeah. I had cable, so.
20 plus years.
I don't know how we got to. Yo, man.
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying, you said everybody wants to have company, and I'm saying here's a guy who lived a life
alone,
in a 10-by-10 shed.
Yeah.
And when
woods.
People came, he was like, don't come around me. I don't want to see you.
All right. All y'all would love a gold-digging woman if y'all had the gold.
My goal is to be a kept man. Yes, I would love one.
There you go.
If the game was to be played, play the game.
There you go. All right.
That's it.
Let's get it. Top of the music.
Well, we're never going to learn, so let's do another one. Another topic on the Spike on the Mic show. Here it comes.
Now. All right. I've been trying to give you hand signals.
Oh, is that what that?
Yeah.
You looks know. Like you're making bread.
I thought you had an Xbox over there.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
You're playing a game. Doing a PlayStation or something.
Playing a Fortnite and shit over there.
Yeah.
No. See, what we do, we try to maintain ourselves as topical. We like to stay on top of.
Well, why wouldn't you give PW the hand signal since he has to play that
sound? Yeah, I have to play
sound,
the music.
The music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not me.
All right, go ahead. Give me the hand signal.
PW. Yeah. Do you want me? Do you need me?
Look, see how that works?
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yeah. Hooray! Yay! Hooray!
My All favorite right. captain.
Okay, number one twending topic is...
Oh.
Alex Jones. Why is Alex Jones twending, everyone?
Ooh, I know.
Who wants to go first?
Because he got censored from Facebook.
Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify all removed content from Mr. Jones.
Wow.
Wait, why did they move him?
What a lucky guy.
Well, let's see.
I don't know who the heck that is, so.
Apple announced that it removed the library for 5 InfoWars podcasts from iTunes, Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube. Quickly followed suit by taking down pages and podcasts, citing repeated content and community violations.
They took him off a podcast, too?
They took his podcast off their services.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that one.
Wow.
Because it was... Wow.
Even we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, don't y'all say anything. All right.
That's why he's twending.
All right.
Why is Rick Gates twending? He's twending also.
I know. Pick me.
I don't know who Paul. Rick Gates is. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's testifying today.
He testified against Manifold.
Manifold.
Who is Rick Gates?
Rick Gates, a consultant and lobbyist who served as Paul Manafort's deputy when he was Donald Trump's campaign manager, testified that Manafort knowingly withheld information on 15 foreign bank accounts from the federal government.
Man.
At the very beginning.
So you need a gold digger.
Spike for the win.
Yeah.
For what? No, don't shut up, Spike.
All right.
Okay, here's a topic that's twending.
Okay.
Shut up and dribble. Why is that twending right now?
Oh, everybody knows that one.
Because
I do.
The president wrongly called out LeBron James for doing something good.
Exactly. I don't know if he was wrongly, but he just did it. It wasn't, you know, he didn't say, oops, I made a mistake.
He's not going to say he made a mistake. Come on, really?
That's not what wrongly meant.
You're in the right ballpark, but you're not actually landing on the nose.
I think that's French for his mama speak.
Because MJ came out to defend LJ, right?
No? Well, the reason that particular phrase is twending is LeBron James is producing a series on sports and politics, and the name of the show is called Shut Up and Dribble.
Nice. Oh. Excellent.
James, James will act as executive producer for a three-part Showtime docuseries offering a powerful inside look at the changing role of athletes in our fraught cultural and political environment. The series title references a dismissive remark made by conservative pundit Laura Ingraham in February.
And it's hosted by Colin Kaepernick.
Awesome. Yes. That would be awesome if it was.
Let's put everybody to work. Yeah. So that's what's 20. Do you want to do more? Get one more. NASCAR CEO. Why is the NASCAR CEO twending?
Because he's that party animal. The jackass got pulled over DUI with drugs in his car.
Oh, and he stepped down.
You'd think if anybody knew somebody who could give him a lift, it would be the NASCAR CEO, right?
And why is he driving anyway?
Right. I was just about to say that. Dog,
why are you driving?
NASCAR. Why? Cars?
IndyCar. Is it still a France family or no?
National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. That's what it stands for. Why are you driving anyway?
Why?
His name's Brian France.
The France family.
Unfortunately, we can't show his picture because we're on the radio, but he is in rough-looking shape. It looks like he got hold of some of Steve's bees.
So
Alec Jones got stung by Steve's bees.
Yeah, exactly. He's got some blotchy skin going on.
Oh, that poor guy.
Thoughts and prayers for Brian France.
Screw you, millionaire. You suck.
Wow.
NASCAR's kind of on the downside, isn't it?
They're not as popular as they were a few years ago.
They're
losing ratings. They're
losing
attendance.
Why is that?
Wait. Very important, though. We not only get free pickles, we get free wings tonight because Chase Elliott won.
Does it go for both of them or just one of them?
I think it's both.
Both. We get the free pickles because he's in the top 10.
That you get both?
You do. All right. Yeah. But, you know, in both cases, you have to buy something.
So
we're in trouble now.
but Gasman, you're a NASCAR fan, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Why is it going down? I mean, aren't they doing the same thing they've always done?
No, they're not popular? Because what happened was back in the day, I'm 51 years old, all the drivers had the same number and the same sponsors for years.
Right.
Three was Dale Earnhardt. Rusty Wallace had the same number for years.
Yeah, so I'm not a fan. I know some of those numbers. Yeah.
All the numbers were the same and had the same sponsors for years. But what happened was when they came commercialized, they had different sponsors. They started changing sponsors and changing numbers, so you couldn't follow your guy anymore. Michael Jordan is 23.
He went to 45 after he came back.
What I'm saying is, but NASCAR, you had the same numbers all the time.
Yeah, Richard Petty was 43.
43 forever.
Yeah. And I'm not even a fan, I know that.
And now, but now since they got new sponsors, they don't have
Chase Elliott is number 9, and his dad was number 9.
Ooh, a little nugget of knowledge right there. Yeah.
So that's the reason it's not as popular anymore?
Most of it, because they're losing the old fan base. Wow. And they changed the it used to be a point system where you could win the race without even winning. You could win the championship. But now they changed the format and it's trying to make it more exciting. And the old people that watch it like me, they just don't get it anymore. Yeah.
So wouldn't it be easy to make these changes back and get back their following?
It would be, but they're not going to do it.
They're not.
Maybe if you could bring some people back from the dead.
Another thing is they closed down a lot of the small, like Darlington, South Carolina. It's closed one in Virginia. They closed the smaller tracks to go to New York and to go to Las Vegas where nobody cares about racing. It was born in the South where I'm from. Yeah. NASCAR came from bootleggers racing their cars on the weekends. Right? That's where it came from. It was born in the South.
Beach. Yeah.
And they tried to expand it to New York and out west. Nobody cares about it.
But do you think anyone's hurting financially right now?
Nothing got to own the car. The owners aren't hitting at all.
No, I agree, but I'm saying NASCAR itself, he's had enough money to go out and drink and buy drugs.
The France family's not hurting at all.
Right.
They get all the money.
Because of the contracts, and you have everything that they get with it.
Yeah, but when the TV contract comes around for negotiation, the numbers are down. That's when it's going to hurt.
Yeah. It's going to hit the drivers first and owners last, like NFL, and drivers first. But.
I still put it on Sundays because it's great to nap, too.
You know, they play it on the radio.
Sit back in the recliner.
As a truck driver who likes NASCAR, I like hearing NASCAR on the radio because I got something to listen to.
I can't understand how you listen to it on the radio. Like, oh, here he comes again. And there he goes. And
so
here he comes
if you're
again.
Not a race fan, you wouldn't understand.
No, I wouldn't understand. You're right.
This is not great timing because
it's something you have to be into.
Did you say if I'm not a racist, I wouldn't understand? Race fan. Yeah.
The black guy that likes racing. Oh, you're not racist, you wouldn't understand that.
And it's not
you're the North Carolina guy.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
It's not great timing because I was going to say when you woke up, they're just going left again. But yeah, I guess, yeah. You know, yesterday was a Watkins Glen.
Yeah, they're going left and right.
Yeah, one of the two races all year.
I would challenge anyone that thinks racing is boring to get behind the wheel of a car and drive 198 miles an hour, bumper to bumper.
I don't think it's boring. I don't think it's boring. I'm just not into it.
Would you like to watch that and go in a circle? I mean, you just stand out there and just watch it go in a circle again and again.
I have.
Yeah. I know. But you're saying you're challenging. I mean, I'm not saying that these drivers, if they feel bored, they're probably dead.
Wait a minute. Is there beer?
Of course.
All right. Then let's go.
I'll tell you what's not boring. There's a little dirt track up in DeSoto County. And it's a figure eight, and you go up there, and they haul trailers and boats around.
Oh, hell yeah.
That, and nobody would say that's boring.
But to your
that's
point,
good Smosh, times.
I think baseball is boring to watch on TV.
Watch your
I
mouth.
I think soccer's boring to watch on TV.
Yeah.
Sure.
But that's just me.
I can agree with
you
soccer.
Right.
You're running around doing nothing.
Yeah. This is good. I didn't know about NASCAR, so
and
I'm learning
golf?
Things.
Yeah,
this is the first time ever on this show I've learned
boring
something.
As hell. Sure.
Yeah. Thank you right. for sharing that, Mark.
To me, basketball.
You all right. All right.
Let's talk about strippers.
That's why.
Strippers are never born.
I purposely stayed out of this conversation because I listened to all you crabs talk around.
Talk around crabs.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should.
Illegal riffraff on the shipping container?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I listened to y'all and au fond quoi.
Mind to speak.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah, really.
You're known for being just Spike.
Right, yeah.
That's what you are.
You can lose that one, too.
Yo, I like it.
All right, well, Dr. Captain Clark, thank you for the West Twindon.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
It was really fabulous.
We found
out.
We found out a lot of things. We found out all those things that I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it made a lasting impression. That's good.
Well, then I guess we need to go ahead and do. Topic changing music.
All right.
Oh, that's my part.
Yeah, that's you.
Here comes another topic. Now,
I like to call this topic squeeze release.
Squeeze release.
Squeeze
release.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, you gotta let it draw out.
Squeeze release.
All right. Do any of you guys?
I did that early this morning.
Yeah.
Don't take us there.
And it's an extra squeeze.
Yeah.
And another squeeze.
I need some air freshener.
All right, so this guy, Doug Williams.
Oh, I've heard
of
him.
Oh, yeah, the quarterback for the Buccaneers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Number 12.
Won the Super Bowl with the Redskins.
No.
That's it. That's right.
Doug Williams, and you'll like this spot. He joined the police force in Oklahoma in 1972.
All right.
Really?
And he took part.
So before he was a Buccaneers
player.
Yeah,
that was before. All
right.
And he took training as a polygraph taker.
Okay.
Or
examiner.
Examiner.
Yeah.
Not a taker.
Examiner.
He became an expert in certifications of the polygraph lie detectors. Do you guys believe in that stuff?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
You can beat it.
And I have beat it. I have beat it.
Rock, you think about
that? Allegedly.
It all depends on what it's used for.
Yeah.
To see if you lie. That's what it's used for.
But it's not a definitive answer. It's an indicator.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Because there would be people who may give an answer and go, well, is my blood pressure up? Now all of a sudden they're stressing out over a totally incorrect answer.
That's why it's inadmissible in court. That's right. Can't trust
them. Exactly. Yeah.
But this indicates a false answer.
It indicates a change in body activity, body activity. Does the body activity caused by a lie that can't be proved?
Yeah. But I said I never smoked dope and I got away with it.
You were high when you did it.
Doug Williams, he became a lie detector administrator expert.
That's good.
So over his, right. I think it was X amount of years, and I don't remember, I've missed the part.
Sure.
And he said, I wonder, can you beat this?
Oh, easy.
Now, if anyone would know how to do it, he would know how to beat it. So, Gasman, how do you beat it?
If you believe what you're saying is the truth, then it won't show up as a lie.
Not even that. No, I mean, you don't even have to believe it.
The way to change it is just not to change your body reaction.
Yeah,
exactly. But your brain.
You have to just not care.
Things.
Exactly.
They gave me
if
one when I was.
If you don't care.
They gave me one when I was. I tried to get in the police department. They gave me a polygraph, right? And they told me what color is the sky, and I said red, and it didn't register. And it was like, well, we can't polygraph you because you believe the sky is red.
I would say blue and then make myself go,
blue. Oh, no, mine's going there. Oh, he's lying.
So you can beat it because it's it didn't register because everybody in the sky knew I said red and it didn't register as a lie.
Well,
so they couldn't polygraph it. So I had to get hired in police.
Doug Williams, in all his years of doing polygraph, he was wondering can it be beaten. So he asked his friend to come over here and they did a little
test.
And they found out the way to beat a polygraph on a consistent basis is to do what?
Squeeze your
cheeks.
No, well, I would say your sphincter.
Oh,
that is it exactly.
No,
I say put a nail in toe of your shoe.
Yeah, that's what I say. You're supposed to put a tack in one of your shoes, and then every time you ask a question, press your toe on that tack.
Tack, yeah.
But now, some of you are going to walk out like this. Yeah. Or not a little like this. I mean, you're going to walk out with a limp.
I think we all found squeezing your sphincter. I mean, it helps with Kegels. It helps with your just lie detectors.
Keeps the farts inside.
Prolonging sex.
Yeah. Illegal Miss Squeagle. Yeah.
When you're a real hot girl, you do your Kegels and you can last longer.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to pass a lie detector test. Y'all, y'all got me stepping on.
You might as well do your Kegels.
stepping on my Kegels.
May as well multitask.
Which is really hot and you're trying to hold out. You got them Kegels come in. Handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handy.
Kegel McSqueagle.
Here's a track.
Okay. What?
Here's a train.
What?
Get your asses back on the track.
Oh, come on.
we have a impromptu guest.
An impromptu guest, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's married. He don't have to hold out. He can do whatever he wants. He's already got locked down.
Thanks, that gas, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he got locked down.
Appreciate that.
You know, he looks like he's clenching right now.
He's trying to pass it down real tight right now.
He's holding up for later on. She will get it tonight.
Whoa.
See how you open the door on that one there?
Yeah. I don't understand it. Somebody give me a call at 813-699-3939.
Oh, no, don't say that.
She better be stretching over there.
It's going down.
I told you. What you going to tell? I'm just trying to pass a polygraph?
Yeah. The truth is the truth.
Truth will set you free.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. No. Okay, once again, here's the track. Here is the train.
Hey, listen, I'm not getting on tonight. I got to live through him, so what the hell?
Well, why are you giggling over there?
Just in case, Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
All right, so I'm going to land this plane. What happens is this expert who worked for an American Life radio, and this part I just made that part up, he says that you can...
Wait, he worked for something you just made up?
No,
how did he get that job?
He said he worked. He was on a radio show.
Right,
are you a politician?
This American Life.
Oh, This American Life.
Bike on the mic.
That's not made up.
He was on a radio.
Not This American Life.
Yes, that's a real show.
Yeah. Oh, y'all heard of that?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Ira Glass is the man. He's awesome.
There you go, Ira Glass.
So anyway, this guy was on the show and he gave out information on how you can beat a polygraph. And
if the show is made up, it's this one.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Bro, listen.
Yeah.
I got a track.
Choo-choo. Yeah.
And I got a train.
Okay.
Why we can't stay on the track in the train?
Oh, come on.
Do we have the fast train or we have the slow train?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to figure out which one to own now.
You have been to Tempe.
How many wheels is train?
TIA to the airport. You go from one place. You get on the airport thing. You get on the little shuttle. And you go that way to get on the plane.
On the monorail.
Yeah. Right, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it very important that they stay on the train? The track.
You stick.
What? They only got one track there. Yeah.
Where else is it going to go?
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's important that
it stays on the track. So that's what derailment.
Let me tell you something, Rock.
Yeah. Sounds like you're derailing your train right now.
Let me holler at you a minute.
All right, listen.
We are an award-deserving show. We're trying to win awards. Right. And with this kind of help, it's going to be
It's never going to be hard.
We can
make it happen. It's not going to be hard.
We've been trying to win the award.
We can get it.
Right. All right, so let's go ahead and get ready to close this up. You guys agree or disagree with this? Squeezing your sphincter will help you pass a polygraph.
Sure, why not?
It'll help you pass something.
or not pass.
Or it stopped you from passing that thing. All right, well, I'm going to beat you to the punch there, PW.
Yes.
Hold on. Oh. Talk among yourself.
All right. All right. What's happening?
Oh, he had to burp.
Well, like, sphincter squeezing has many solutions or many positive things.
Obviously, sure. I learned that it helps in prolongativity.
Prolongativity.
And it's required to do stretches. So anyway.
Yeah.
Do your Kegels. You can pass the polygraph, and you can get some other bonuses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God you said
okay.
Us's.
We're on board with that.
You're good with that?
We're on board with that.
All right. Now. I want to pull you guys from behind the curtain.
Oh.
That's not right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
No. You might want to rephrase that one, okay?
I'm going to stay behind the counter while you pull.
I ain't coming out. Yeah.
I am going to pull the curtain back so y'all can reveal how the magic in this show was made tonight.
Oh. What happened?
I had interesting topics lined
right,
up.
No, sure. You didn't. No, he did.
He had these. That
so
we did.
Last night... As I'm preparing, because let me holler at you, Gad.
No, wait a minute.
Let me holler at you, Robin. For every hour you're on air, you're supposed to prepare an hour of show.
Okay.
So I'm always prepared. I'm doing my thing.
Okay.
I stuck my little thumb drive with all topics, all great award-deserving topics.
Come on.
Into a computer, and there's something went.
Hey, your topics broke the computer.
And then they say, you know, nothing. With a everything was gone. So man.
Sounds like you squeezed when you should have released.
So all you people out there listening, I understand that it is not totally different. Anyway, I'm the people out there listening. Thank you so much. But anyway, I'm just letting you
Somebody's
guys know.
Listening.
There was a case where we had award deserving topics. I had to scramble, but neither here nor there. I think the show was interesting, right?
Oh, this was the best show ever.
Best show ever. So we got, as always, we got to go around the room. We have to ask, what stuck with you tonight? So, Bill Smuts, what stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me is that in all my years of visiting Hooters, that was maybe the most participated happy birthday thing I've ever seen. Really,
the singing of the happy birthday.
Yeah. Serious, right?
I would have to say, because somebody turned older yesterday. Someone like the show, the name of the show.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is we're always saying we deserve an award, but we never actually do anything to publicize it. Well, voting is open for Best of the Bay. If you guys go to cltampa.com and look for Best of the Bay, you can vote for us under, I believe, Best Podcast and also Best Internet Radio Show.
Yes.
I don't know why those are two different things.
All right.
Go and vote for us.
There you go. And Gas Man, what stuck with you? Because there was some stuff that we said earlier but you got here.
What stuck with me is that I'm sorry I was late again.
I'm just busting your
But
breaths.
It's good to be back in town. I'm glad. I was glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
We didn't know you was gone. All right, and PW, what stuck with you?
The internet radio show can be heard live. That's the main difference. We can actually be heard right this moment.
Correct.
Even though
really
nobody is listening.
The difference between, yes.
They could have been.
Right.
Yes.
Oh. Whereas a podcast, you can go and download and listen to it.
Yeah. You can always listen to us. All right, and so listen, we snatched somebody out of thin air. Grabbing out there, so we got ask you.
We didn't even understand. You were just flailing and waving your arms. We couldn't even see anybody. You know.
Rock, thank you for coming on the show.
You were so far away, you could have got
this.
Away with
You're
it.
Supposed to say anytime.
Appreciate this. You let me finish, man. But anytime, you know what I mean? You know, anytime, you know, but... but I really enjoyed this, you know, the sit-in. So, you know, anytime you guys want me back, I'll be glad.
Actually, you jumped in. It was like no learning curve. You spoke Spike.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, spoke Spike language.
Yeah. Well, there's very little learning that takes place on this show. So, you know.
True.
You know.
That is true.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with the fact that you all didn't know the words of the Donald Trump TV song.
True.
Oh, you're talking about the tall people?
I missed that part.
No, you know the tall people. When I said, money, 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 money.
Oh,
money,
Premier
money,
Prentice.
Money. See, the short people didn't know that. Oh,
people.
Let me explain. Blacks are tall. Whites are short.
That's it.
So you trying to say white man can't jump?
At all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the mic. Y'all want to thank you guys for listening. Hey, stick with us because we do this for you. and for me and for Chase Elliott, who won tonight. So we get free food. Hey, baby girl, I'll see y'all next time. Spike on the mic, and we out.
See ya.